Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. We are in Youth One, and it is 10 o'clock on Friday, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.Debt. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. So we have some very special guests here in the podcast room. My name is Maceo. I'm your host. And first up, we have...
Hello, my name is Ray. This is my second year at camp, and...
Where are you from?
I live in Sacramento, California.
Will you share your whole first name with us, please?
Maria.
Maria, pretty name. We call you Ray. Next up, we have...
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, also known as Ellie. This is my second year at camp, and I live in Oakley, California.
Nice. And third...
Hi, I'm Kate Williams. I'm Maceo's wife. I'm a volunteer here for the first time this summer, and we live here at camp.
And how did you end up in this podcast?
The girls invited me.
All right, so let's ask you a question. How do you feel about your first Youth One camp, Kate?
It's fantastic, and I've laughed a lot, and they're keeping me busy, so I like it.
Yeah, it's a good time. These kids have a lot of energy and a lot of positivity and love that they bring to this camp. It's pretty
definitely
cool, huh, Kate?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, we have a good time. At any moment in time, we could burst into dance in this session. That's how we roll.
It's completely possible.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Kate. I'll have
the girls
ask you some questions in a minute. Ellie.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
Ellie, you said you were from somewhere in California. What do you do at home for fun?
Oh, I play video games or play my ukulele or swim, which I've done every day this summer.
Nice. And what video game are you playing right now?
I usually play The Sims 4 because it's just a platform game that you can... It's basically you can play God.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So you're just playing God on your computer. That's cool. You know a lot about music. You come into the radio room prepared when I give projects. 80s was yesterday. You were pretty excited about it. Today we have what in the morning? We're doing...
Jazz.
Are you prepared for a jazz?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you are. Can you give me one jazz tune that you have picked? Do you have one thought of or no?
Herman's Habit from La La Land.
Oh.
Because I know you did not like it, and so I will torture you with La La Land today.
One La La Land song an hour is the rule here, folks.
Yes.
I am not going to go on record saying that I didn't like it. You said it for me, so we're good enough there. All right. So, you know, John Legend is cool. So, anyway, Ellie.
John Legend.
Ellie. The actress uses the s, she says s, the S's are all super S-y.
Because she's super.
Super. And she's singing. Ellie, and then tonight we have show tunes, which you're going to play a La La Land song. So I'm looking forward to that a bunch. Nice. Ray?
Your turn, girlfriend.
Hi.
Hi. What do you do at home for fun? You live in California also?
Uh-huh.
And what are you doing at home for fun besides doing your homework for school?
Sometimes I'll draw, sometimes I'll swim.
You just like chilling out, don't
yeah.
you? Yeah. You like listening to music and hanging
yeah.
out. Yeah, yeah, I got you. That's okay. I do the same thing often when I have downtime. I just like to chill out myself. What about Enchanted Hills Camp? Let's talk for a minute these last couple days. What have you really enjoyed thus far about this particular year?
I really like, the ropes, the low rope at rec.
Okay, that we haven't gotten that one yet. The low rope course is on the board, and that's brought to you by Tino Benelli running recreation this year. Way to go, Tino. Shout out to Tino. The ropes course, it seemed like it took you a minute to think about what you wanted to say. Is that because there's so many awesome things happening here at Enchanted Hills Camp? Is that why?
Yeah. There's like a lot.
It's hard to decide what your favorite is.
Yeah.
You are doing something today, even right now. You want to tell us about what you're doing today?
So yesterday there was a kid that did the sleep shade challenge. The sleep shade challenge is where you go under a sleep shade for like the whole day. He didn't make it through the whole day. He didn't even make it through breakfast. But
he said he did say in his defense that it was one of the most challenging things that he'd ever done.
Yeah.
And he thought it was impossible and was amazed that his whole camp, his whole cabin, who is completely blind, was doing the impossible, was exactly, I think, what he said. Which
yeah.
is amazing. So you've made it through breakfast. You're sitting here in the radio room with your sleep shades on. How has your experience been so far? You helped move chairs in here. I see you going for it. You got the spirit of, well, first of all, you can see a little bit then, yes? You're visually impaired, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So you have enough vision to be able to get around and help the blind folks. And so now you're challenging yourself to see what it's like for our youngsters and our staff who's completely blind. That's a great challenge.
Yeah. This morning, I had to brush my teeth under the sleep shade, and I put a little bit too much toothpaste.
Extra fresh brush.
Extra yeah.
fresh.
Well, that's
it.
A,
got
that's
like
a cool...
all over my hand.
Yeah. And we are learning, friends, here at Enchanted Hills Camp, all kinds of interesting things that sometimes it's even a challenge to put toothpaste on your toothbrush.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. Ellie, you're up.
All right.
What's going on at camp this year? You said 2 years, right? You've been here? What's going on? What's different for you this year than last year?
Oh, this year. I'm not doing the STEM program this year. So last year I did it. While it is very educational, I wasn't a huge fan of it. We did make ice cream and cotton candy and everything, like they still do. You know, I just wasn't a huge fan, and so...
You're here for more for the camp experience now. You wanted to
just making
engage.
Friends.
Yeah. Oh, they're hugging each other, audio description. And then what are you currently enjoying this year? What's going on?
Oh, you know, I really, really like pool. That's always been my favorite.
Everybody likes the pool.
And of course, Kiva.
Kiva. Did you, that's where we're at right now. Shout out to LJ or Jessica down at the pool, who gets a lot of props for making sure that all our campers are safe down there. She's our lifeguard in the afternoon. She also runs the boat. Shout out to her. And then, of course, I call the kids who hang out in the Kiva more than one time a day. Get the Kiva Kid title, and all of these youngsters here have the Kiva Kid title because they're in here multiple times a day.
I only been here once.
Yeah, but you show up. You're in here two times today, podcasting,
yeah.
And you know you show up enough to make it a Kiva Kid style thing. Ellie, do you have any questions for Kate?
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh, it's
okay. So, since you've been around the visually impaired community for, with Maceo for a while.
Yeah, no, it's a fair question. We don't talk about it very often. I just bonk my head a lot.
He's honest. Yeah, it's true.
How do you deal with it? Like, do you, like, when you help people or, you know, how do you?
It just comes really naturally to me because I'm a caregiver and I was a nanny for 10 plus years, and it's just really second nature to me. I just love people and I love the interaction, and just I feel like it just flows from me.
Yeah.
Easy to help.
In our regular life, we've just got a good communication of knowing when it's appropriate and to help when she knows when I need help.
Well, Maceo and I know each other well enough. We've been together 8 years,
so I feel like the visual discussion
I can guess
is
what
not,
he needs before he needs it sometimes.
It's never really like a visual discussion. It's more like, hey, I can see that you're struggling a little bit. Let me give you a little hand,
but it is different with the folks here as opposed to helping
sure.
you for sure, because I can expect your needs sometimes.
Right. Other time with the folks here, I feel like you kind of have to watch to see how people are adapting before you jump right in and help them.
Certainly.
You got to make people do things on their own sometimes to figure it out. And that goes for me too. You know what I mean? Sometimes I feel like I got to do it myself. But Kate, as a caregiver, understands the process of, kindness and love are the two things that coincide with helping people at this camp. And those two things flow from all of us. And if you get away from kindness and love it becomes more of a challenge.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, it's about making sure that it's all accessible and fun, and it's done with love and safety in mind.
And patience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's a good question. Ray, do you have a question for KK? Yeah, maybe. No. Okay. Ray's got a question. There we go.
Where are you originally from?
There you go.
I was born and raised in Concord, New Hampshire, and I lived there for 26 years before we moved here to California. And I will be 32 this summer. So, you know, we've been
here. Thank you for sharing. Nice.
6+ years.
How old do you think I am for a store coupon?
Uh-oh. He's older than me. I'll give you that guess.
How old do you think I am? You got a guess for a store coupon?
38.
I like it, but higher.
Very flattering.
I like it, but higher.
39.
It's no store coupons today. Isabel is in here listening. You got a guess, Isabel? She's just checking it out. Just shout.
40.
Oh, almost, 40. Not quite. How old am I?
You'll be 43 at the end of August.
Oh, no.
And I'll be 32. I'm not 32 yet, so nope. Let's not add any age.
I'm the 15th of August, and Kate is the 25th, so we do 10 days of birthdays. On the 10th days of birthdays, my true love gave to me.
My brother's birthday is on the 12th.
Oh, nice. There seems to be tons of August babies around here. Okay, so everybody happy and good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything EHC. Is the first time we've been doing podcasting up here. Are you guys enjoying this? Are you having fun?
I love it.
That's fun, isn't it? Yeah, Ray, what do you think? She is grabbing for the microphone, sleep shade style. She's like, give me that thing. What do you think?
It is awesome.
You're having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, so we always finish our podcasts off with, hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
Nice. We're going to take a little picture so you can see what these lovely folks looks like, and we'll post it up. Thank you for listening to everything EHC at Maceo.net. Once again, I'm Maceo, your host. Keep tuning in. We got tons more happening today and tomorrow. I'm just going to be posting these as quickly as I can. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Kate. Kate, we got more on deck. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC. Woo!